From Nieman Lab. Amid internal uncertainty, the VT Digger's new union contract guarantees journalists' input on IUs. After a year of negotiating, the VT Digger Guild ratified its second-ever union contract on April 1 with VT Digger, the nonprofit news outlet covering Vermont. Here's what the contract announcement says about AI. Provisions on use of generative artificial intelligence that include at least 60 days notice to the Guild of intention to use a new generative AI system that will have a meaningful impact on terms and conditions of employment of bargaining on it employees in their performance of their work, the ability for the Guild to negotiate effects of AI introduction, enhanced severance of 4 additional weeks per year of service, and a minimum of 12 weeks for layoffs directly and primarily due to the use of generative artificial intelligence, ability to withhold byline or raise ethical objection to use of AI in an employee's work, the creation of a committee made up of Guild members and VT Digger staff members who are not in the Guild to make recommendations for the organization's AI usage policy. The new 4-year agreement guarantees a 32.5% increase to the minimum salary for reporters, more paid time off, and journalists' input on the use of artificial intelligence. The policy will include an editorial review process to determine which editorial content is subject to the policy and an acknowledgement that generative AI tools do not adequately substitute for human judgment in the creation, distribution, and promotion of journalism. VT Digger brought in $2.70 million in revenue in 2024 and increased that number by roughly 10% in 2025. Globe Media reporter Aidan Ryan writes, but has been operating in the red since just before its founder left in 2022, and the chief executive who succeeded her is now Lee Bing. A story published Thursday by the Boston Globe reports that VT Digger is struggling. CEO Sky Barsh is leaving after 3 years on the job, along with editor-in-chief Jita Anand, who joined last year. Meanwhile, VT Digger is in the market for its third top editor in just over a year after a bruising contract negotiation with the newsroom union. VT Digger has more than 9,000 paying members. While Barsh told Ryan she isn't leaving because of what happened at the bargaining table, there were hard moments. Meanwhile, the piece cites a number of reasons for Anand's departure, including the challenging contract negotiations, Barsh's decision to leave, and a health issue that she had been dealing with. Digger founder Anne Galloway, who left the nonprofit in 2022, was more candid. The current Ms. Hegges, stemming from acrimonious contract negotiations with Digger's union over the usual pay and benefits as well as how AI will and won't be used, is a consequence of what sounds like a poisonous relationship between the two sides, media analyst Dan Kennedy wrote Thursday. If the Guild continues to be unreasonable like this, news organizations like Digger will go out of business, Galloway told Ryan. It's going to be hard to attract good leadership with the kind of antagonisms that have become so endemic to the organization. According to the Globe, negotiations became tense when the Guild started publicly campaigning for AI protections. Per Ryan, amid the fight, a Reddit post called on people to target Barsh, editor Jita Anand, and VT Digger board members, according to Galloway and Kevin Ellis, a former Vermont Journalism Trust member. When you're using that kind of language in a Trump environment, that's frightening, Ellis said in an interview. The word target was later changed, Vermont's 7 Days reported. Norm Welsh, administrator of the Providence News Guild, which represents unionized VT Digger employees, maintained that the talks were relatively smooth. I think it was a normal course of negotiations, Welsh said. I don't think anything was meant personally. The VT Digger Guild is the latest newsroom union to push back on companies' embrace of AI. Last month, the ProPublica Guild voted to authorize the first U.S. newsroom strike over AI protections. In November, an arbitrator found that Politico violated its contract with its unionized journalists when it rolled out 2 AI-powered editorial products. As of last month, 58 newsroom unions under the News Guild had some form of AI protections in their contracts. Read the full story in the Boston Globe here.